My name's Just In Time. Today we talk about tax. Tax is theft. That is the only way I can describe tax. It's theft. Everybody has an opinion about tax. And as the old adage goes, there are only two certainties in life: death and tax. So who decides how much we are taxed? And why should they decide? Well, it all goes back to government. You can hear some of what I've already said about government in previous recordings. And government, of course, controls the system of taxation, be it central government or local government. Most countries have an inland revenue system, and that's often connected with customs and excise. And of course, local authorities in a lot of countries, there are local authorities, local governments, councils, whatever you call them in your part of the world, who also collect money through a system of taxation. As I've already said, government's main purpose is to collect money. Now, some people, of course, argue about that. That is, I know that sounds controversial to some people, but if you think about government's main function, it's, as I've said already in previous recordings, you can check those out, government's main purpose is to collect money and to control us. Now, if for some reason you doubt that, you want to argue with that, just think about this. If you do not do what the government tells you to do, then think about what will happen to you. Okay? At the very least, you'll be fined some money, and you'll probably be forcefully removed from your home or wherever it is you're holed up, and you will be arrested. You'll be put through a court, which is connected with government, although it's supposed to be separate to government. It is actually the legal system. Who makes the laws? Well, government makes the laws. So you'll be put through court and you will be jailed. And of course, in some societies, far worse can happen to you. So there we are. If you do not pay your tax, you will feel the full force of the law. And some of the most severe penalties dished out by the judicial system are for non-payment of taxes. Some of the most severe crimes in the view of the state are failure or refusal to pay taxes. Now, that is seriously a problem in my view, and to many. That is not democratic, because if we had true democracy, we would be able to choose how our tax money is spent. We would be able to vote on how it's spent. Yes, we do vote in a charade or a masquerade, if you like, of democracy. And what, every 4 to 5 years, depending on where you are in the world, we vote. And yeah, we vote for a political party or a political system that we entrust to govern, to run, to manage the country. But we don't actually vote or decide on a whole host of policies which can be introduced and made law without our consultation, without public consultation. And a good example of that, of course, is tax. If there was true democracy, we would choose how our tax money was spent. And you can be sure it would be a lot different to the situation that we currently have. And government knows that. And that's, of course, why we do not get a choice in the system of taxation. For example, how much we are taxed and where that tax money goes. So there you have it. Tax is undemocratic. Well, government could hold referendums and could allow the people to decide how our tax is spent. And why stop there? Why not just have referendums on every government policy, on every proposed law or legislation? Why not do that? Well, yeah, okay, I can see there is an argument against that in terms of the logistics of that, the costs involved in, especially in countries with very large populations. But I don't see really how you can have true democracy without that. And perhaps if people were more engaged in the democratic process, in a democratic process that currently doesn't really exist, then we may have some semblance of true democracy. But this is about tax, and as I said, tax is not democratic, as I've just explained. And how about tax on tax? Because that is what's happening. There is tax on tax. So a good example of that is if your relatives, say for example your parents, work very hard all their lives, they pay every tax they're supposed to pay, they have savings, they pay tax on their savings, they buy a property, they pay tax on the property. And let's look at inheritance tax. So after they've paid all that tax year on year for their property, they paid a stamp, it's called stamp duty in the UK, I don't know what it's called in every country, but you pay a tax when you buy a property. And a lot of large purchases have an additional tax. But if you just talk about minor purchases, there is, of course, value-added tax, that's VAT in the UK, and consumption tax or sales tax or whatever it's called where you are. Now, if a person works very hard all their life, pays all their taxes, and then bequeaths their entire estate when they die, so a guy dies, leaves everything to his offspring or whoever, then there's a whopping great inheritance tax on top of that, despite the fact that he's already paid tax on all that stuff. So that is one very good example of the unfair, unjust, quite despicable system of taxation, that is tax on tax. And inheritance tax is truly awful. Because what's happening now is people inherit, for example, houses or plots of land or items of large value. And they find that they can't actually pay the tax on the item. They have to sell it. So this is another example of government destroying people's lives through taxation. Not wanting people to get better in life, not wanting people to improve their lives, but wanting people to be dependent on the state. And excessive taxation is one way of controlling people and ensuring people are obedient and ensuring people are dependent on the state. As I said, tax is theft.